The reading today is from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 to 20. There was a certain man from Ramathaim, a Zophite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeromah, the son of Elu, the son of Toa, the son of Zupha, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he gave a double portion, because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Her husband, Elkanah, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?" Once they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly.
And she made a vow, saying, "Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk, and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine." "Not so, my lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked him for." She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and they went back to their home in Ramah. Elkanah had made love to his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, Because I asked the Lord for him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So we have seen and heard the story of Hannah. Now, lots of you will know that Hannah spoke an amazing prayer, not the prayer that we saw on here, a little bit later on, giving thanks to God. But we're going to focus more on the first part of Hannah's story, what we've heard this morning and watched this morning. I'm just going to speak to you for around 10 minutes, and we've got a little bit of an illustration later as well, which you can look forward to. So could I have my first slide, please? Okay, you can... That's just a nice picture. Do you trust God in everything? Google Images is a great one. If you can go on to the next slide, that would be great. So what do you think the most disobeyed verse in the Bible is? We haven't got an answer. I haven't got a definitive answer for you. But I've guessed, an estimate we can call it. I think it could be this one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. So, do you agree with me that it's hard? Or am I on my own? Because I find it hard. I find it hard sometimes in the little things. I find it hard in the big things. And I find it really hard in those things that I just don't understand. Those things that happen and we go, "God, why? Why is this happening?" But trusting God in those moments where we don't understand is really, really important. Because God understands everything. God had a plan for Hannah. He had a plan for Hannah, and he worked in Hannah's life in an amazing way. And we're going to look a little bit more into that soon. Some might say that it's easier to worry than to trust. Ooh, have you ever been there? Have you ever been there where it's easier to worry? You're just stuck in your worry and you can't really get out of it. And even just the thought of trusting God with all of your worries, it's really, really hard to even comprehend that. Because your worries have just overtaken you. The things that just drag you down. You can't get out of it. And you say, God, help me. But do you trust that God is going to help you? Sometimes I pray and I say, God, help me in this. But I don't really think or believe fully that he's going to do it. And God wants us to come to him wherever we are in life, however we're feeling. And if we're in that place of really struggling to trust God, it's okay. Still come to God. Because that act of coming to God is so important. So you might be worried about things this morning. You might be worried about school, friends, family. Hope not church. Who knows? I'm going to say something I worry about sometimes, and it's money. Does anybody else worry about money? Yeah, people putting their hands up. Can I have a few suggestions of things that we might worry about? Just shout them out to me. Health, that's a big one.
Children.
Children, yeah.
Parents.
Parents? Yeah, good. Absolutely.
Safety.
Safety, yeah. Cars. Oh gosh, cars. What was that one?
Being calm.
Oh, I wish I could be calm all the time, Phoebe. Sometimes I'm really not calm. So we'll leave it there, but there's loads of things that we could be worrying about. And I read something online this week, and I thought it was quite good in a way. And it said, the things that we worry about the most often reveals where we trust God the least. And it made me think. I thought about myself, obviously. But then I looked at Hannah. And I thought, is that true about Hannah? She trusted God. She went to God and she prayed and she wept. I think she trusted. I think Hannah trusted God that God would answer her. Again, we're going to look a little bit more into that in a minute. Can we go on to our next slide, please? Back to our last one. That's the one. So I did those fun things where they come up like woo and shh and all those things, but it's not happening. That's fine. What do you do when you are worried? So I've got some fun pictures. I've got a baby crying. I cry like a baby. We all cry sometimes, and Hannah cried when she was praying to God. I've got somebody gaming on there, and we can sometimes in our worry just want to block everything out. Oh, yeah, let's just do something to take my mind off it. Go on our Nintendo Switch, PlayStation. We can do that. Hannah couldn't. Hannah couldn't go on a Nintendo Switch, but I'm sure she could have done other things. I am somebody who likes to talk. I'm doing it a lot now and it's great. I like to talk when I'm worried as well. I like to have somebody there to talk to. I'm an external processor. And going for a coffee with somebody could be really helpful. So maybe that's something you do. Go for a coffee with somebody. And then the last one, I quite like this last picture. It's a cat sitting in the chair watching something, eating snacks. And it's a little bit like the second one. But I'm sure lots of us like to watch TV. And TV is a way to take our mind off things. And we can focus on other people's worries. Other people's, have you ever watched EastEnders? Oh gosh. I won't put EastEnders on anymore. Like when I was little, my nan used to watch EastEnders. All it was just depressing things all the time, every episode. But you can focus on other people's worries. You can focus on other people's things and just take your mind off your own. But it doesn't fix the problem. But I can tell you, going to God, that's where your problems get fixed. Can we go to the next slide? So, what did Hannah do? So I'm just going to read what I put up there and speak a little bit about that. In faith, Hannah went and prayed to the Lord, weeping in her heartache and longing for a child of her own. She promised God that if he blessed her with a son, she would give him back to the Lord. So Hannah went to the temple. She went somewhere where she was alone. She didn't do it in front of the whole church. She didn't do it in front of her family. She went to God, her and God, and she prayed. She was real with God. She wept. Now, it said that Eli couldn't hear her, but I'm sure she wasn't fully silent. You know, when you're crying, it's quite hard to be silent, isn't it? Hannah was real before God. She wept. She said, why, Lord? You know, why am I going through this? Why can't I have a son? Please, Lord, bless me with a son, and I will give him to you. His life will be lived for you. So she didn't just ask, but she promised. Do you pray and just ask? When we pray, do we just ask God? Or do we give him thanks? Do we promise him things? Do we say, Lord, I want to live my life for you? Because something that I've realized is I go a long time sometimes praying without giving God thanks. And I realized it quite a while ago. And now I try to make sure that every time I pray, I thank God. But I'm real in it. I don't do it as a tick box. I try my best to be thankful. Because we've got so much to be thankful for. We've only got to look around at our world. There's lots that we've got to be thankful for. I'm aware that this issue that Hannah had, other people have had, and they might be here that have had this issue or have this issue. And I want to be sensitive to that. But come to God with your worries. Come to God with your problems. It's the best place to go. And that's where Hannah went. God blessed Hannah with a son. Amazing. This is a miracle. We read about the miracles when Jesus was on earth and he was laying hands on people, healing them, turning water into wine, and he did all these amazing miracles. But God was doing miracles long before Jesus. This was a miracle, and it's amazing. This lady, she could not have children. She could not. It was impossible. God does the things that we see as impossible. He can work. He can do amazing things. Things that we cannot imagine. And sometimes we get numb to it. And sometimes we read the Bible and we get a little bit numb to just how much God can do and does. And God did an amazing thing here. So can we go to our next slide? It's a simple one. Pray, 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 and pray. I could keep going. Pray. In Matthew 6:6, Jesus provides an example of what prayer should look like. He tells us to go into our room, shut the door, and pray. And he says that the invisible can see that what we do in secret, what we do behind closed doors. He can see everything. Do you believe that? God can see everything. So when we're in our room, praying to God, maybe a bit like Hannah, weeping, crying, God sees it. But I just want to speak a little bit into prayer and how we feel like we need to be seen when we're praying. And I'm sure you've heard the kind of things that I'm going to tell you now, but I think it's worth repeating and it's worth reminding that we don't need to be super spiritual when we pray. We don't need these long words. We don't need to be on our knees. We can pray and it's coming before God and speaking to the Lord. It's speaking to God. And yeah, we need to come to him in respect and reverence, but actually we can shout if we really need to. We can cry if we really need to, because God is your loving Heavenly Father. Somebody who you should be able to go to and cry. Someone who you should be able to go to and rejoice and shout and be happy. Eli even thought Hannah was drunk. He'd never seen, well, I can't imagine he'd ever seen somebody pray like this before. If he thought she was drunk, this has got to be something really out of the ordinary for somebody to be praying in this way. Hannah's a trendsetter, guys. This is exactly what we need to be doing. Coming before God exactly how we are. Not for who we want to look like or who we think we should be. God has made us unique. God has made us to be special. And don't forget that God died for you. He died for you, for who you are. Come to God as you are. We need to be vulnerable before our Father. He knows everything. He sees everything. So there's nothing that we can hide from him. Be real, guys. Can we go on to our next slide, please? God can do big things. Amen. Hannah is just, as we've just read, Hannah's seen God do a big thing. And we see God do big things throughout Scripture. And maybe you've seen God do big things in your life. Don't forget about those things. I've seen God do big things. And I'm sure you have too. But God isn't the God of yesterday. He's the God of today and he's the God of tomorrow. And he's the God of forever. So don't look back at the Bible and say, oh, wouldn't that be nice? Because actually God can still do it. And I hope that you believe that too, because I do. I believe that God can do what he did in the Bible, what he did for Hannah, he can do today. God is for you and not against you. Have you heard that one before? So we talk about God as our Heavenly Father, and maybe we've had difficult relationships with our Father, maybe. But God is a Father like no other. God is loving. He's kind, he's gracious, he's generous. Yeah, there are things that we shouldn't be doing. Those things called sin. And do you know what? God loved us that much that he sent his son to die, that sin might be washed away. Yes, God can get angry. Of course he can. But actually, when we think of sin, God actually sent his son to die that sin might be washed away. Even when God gets angry, there's a way for us to come to him and say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the things I've done. I'm sorry that I haven't trusted you very, very much. I'm sorry that I haven't done the best this week. I've done some things really bad and I didn't come to you once. God is there for us. He's for us. He's not against us. So guys, pray big prayers like Hannah did. Nothing is impossible for God. Remember that God loves you and he is for you and he's not against you. Now, we are coming towards the end of what I have to say. But I want to give the opportunity to those of you this morning that don't know God, that don't know Jesus as your personal Saviour, as your Father, as your Lord. And in a minute, I'm going to pray a prayer. And if you would like to pray that, you can pray it with me. And you can pray it in your heart, in your mind, in silence. Or you can pray it out loud. Because guess what, guys? God hears you either way. But remember, you don't have to look a certain way. You don't have to say big, long words for God to hear you. You can repeat the words I have to say. But if it's in your heart, if you are feeling it this morning, if you want to give your life to Jesus and live for him, pray with me. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that you are God of the impossible. that you are amazing and that you love us so, so much. So God, this morning, Lord, I pray that those that are going to pray with me now, that you would hear their prayers. Just repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I have sinned. I understand that I have done things that you do not want me to do. But Lord, I want to live for you. I want to live the rest of my life for you, Jesus. I want to give my heart to you and my whole life to you. Lord, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Guys, if any of you prayed that prayer this morning, I'd love it if you come and spoke to me or speak to some others. It doesn't have to be a leader. It could be anybody. Speak to a friend. It'd be great to hear that somebody this morning has made that decision. So can we get our final slide? And I'm going to invite Alex and Jude. Come up, guys. So this is a bit of fun. So if you could stand there, guys, that's great. And I'm going to give Jude some water. And I'm going to give him an empty cup. So just hold them for me. Thank you very much. So the verse that's on the screen, the verses that are on the screen, we heard them earlier on. These verses that I think might be some of the hardest in the Bible to follow. In a second, we're going to read them together. We're going to read what's on the screen together. Alex is going to now tip that water into that cup. Can you do that? Jude. Thank you, Jude. You can give me that glass. So in a second, as I said, we're going to read these words. But Alex, can you take the cup and put it on your head? Keep holding it. Don't balance it. Can you start to spin on the spot? Not too fast. Just turn. Keep turning until I tell you to stop. Jude, you can just make sure he doesn't fall. Yeah. So now we're going to pray. We're going to read these words together. I'll count us down from three and we can read these verses. 3, 2, 1. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. Alex, you can stop spinning. You can give me the water. So, as you saw, there was some water in this, and the water filled this cup. I'm a little bit nervous about this. Just remember that the amount of water that I put on in this glass, filled this glass, and the amount of water now is going to come out onto Alex's head, isn't it, Jude?
Yeah, of course.
Tip it on top of Alex's head. You can do it. Yeah, go for it. I practiced this 5 times. Alex, you look amazing.
Thanks.
Take a seat, guys. So there was a little bit of water left. Okay. I wanted to show you that God does things in the background. God does things when we don't see it. We can't see God move. Whenever God moves, he's doing things and we just don't understand it. Okay? There are things that we do not understand and that's okay. I put the stuff that goes inside a nappy in this cup to absorb all the water. I practice it 5 times. This time it didn't work. I think I might have put too much water in this glass. But I did things behind the scenes that Alex didn't know about. The amount of water that I put in that cup didn't come out on his head. Thankfully, a little bit did. But you know what? God works behind the scenes. and we don't always see it. We don't always see it. And that is what trusting in God is. That's what faith is, guys. We need to really put our trust in God. Thank the Lord you don't put your trust in me, but you put your trust in Him. Okay, so shall we say the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.